Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, the church at Smyrna, we looked at Ephesus last week. In Ephesus, we kind of categorized them as the careless church. Remember, and there's seven churches we'll be going to look at. Matter of fact, I had all intentions today, during the week. Today I was going to do two churches. I'm going to do Smyrna and Pergamos today. And I just had so much on just Smyrna that we'll do Pergamos next week. There's so much here. I can't understand somebody that tries to read the Bible and they said they can't get nothing out of it. Or you know, there's so much there. Again, this is familiar to many of you, but Dad, when he pastored here, often he would say that every word of God in the Bible is pregnant with information. Every word is a living word. And so we're going to look at the church at Smyrna today. Before we begin, I had somebody this morning, it's very interesting, put a note on the door, taped it with, put duct tape on it, and about three postcards. And we had them on camera at 9:18, so it just happened not too long. And they were criticizing us, said, why do you fly the Jewish flag? There were three cards. I got it in the office. Corey showed it to me. Said, why do you fly the Jewish flag? They killed Jesus on the first card. And then the second card, it said, they kill Muslims and Christians and chase the Palestinians out of their homeland. And then the third card, basically, it said the same thing, that we shouldn't be flying basically a Jewish flag. The guy didn't leave his, we have him on camera, the guy didn't leave his name or number. I would love to talk to that fella. I would love to talk to him, you know, and kind of, enlighten him would be a good word. Because Israel is God's people, God's chosen people. And we're in the book of the Revelation. And when we get later in the book of the Revelation, in what was commonly called the tribulation period, or Daniel's 70th week. That's really the purpose of the tribulation period is not for the Gentiles. Understand, all the world's going to be affected by the tribulation period. The whole world will be affected by it. But the purpose of it is to prepare the Jewish people for the coming kingdom. We see that in Daniel chapter 9, that 70 weeks is determined upon thy people, O Daniel, and thy city is Jerusalem. And literally, it's preparing them for the coming king, the Messiah. And it's interesting to note that it said that the Jews were killing the Muslims and the Christians. I would say, I would have asked that guy, what are the Muslims doing? Because it's insane how people think and it's twisted and all of their thinking. Maybe he'll show up one day and we can have a decent conversation. But if we look here in Revelation chapter number 2, we looked at Ephesus last week, who was that careless church who left their first love. Remember, they were a busy church. A lot of great things that was happening. God, Jesus had commended them for all the wonderful things that they were doing. However, I have something against thee. You have left your first love. And so many churches today are in that category. They're so busy and doing things on their own, and God's really nowhere around as far as in their mentality. Well, we get to the church at Smyrna, and I call them the crowned church, because we see about a crown here in verse number 10. And there are, of the seven churches that are mentioned here in Revelation 2 and 3, two of them, the Lord said nothing ill toward them. One is Smyrna, and the other is the church at Philadelphia. And I want to read here the church at Smyrna. There's four verses, and that's why I thought I could do two churches on a Sunday. But the more I studied, the more notes I got and wrote, and I got 2, 3, 4 pages of notes, and I won't get it all today, just in Smyrna. But let's read from verse 8 to verse number 11. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now, just so you kind of get the location about where this church at Smyrna was, all these churches were in what we call modern-day Turkey. They were located, Ephesus was on the sea, almost directly across from the Isle of Patmos that John the Apostle was writing this letter to them. Directly, straight across would be that great city of Ephesus. Well, about 35 miles to the north of Ephesus was Smyrna. And it also was a seaport city. It was right on the sea. Matter of fact, it was considered by historians, we're told, as the most exquisite city that the Greeks ever built in Asia. It was known as the glory of Asia, not just because of its location, but we're going to find out some of the buildings that they had built. It was quite a sight to see. The city of Smyrna sloped to the sea, and along the sides of a hill was a large amphitheater that was able to hold about 20,000 people in an amphitheater. And it was there in the place of Smyrna. When we read later, you kind of understand about the seat of Satan is there. It was there that the worship of Caesar was centered, there in Smyrna. Matter of fact, they built the first temple ever to Caesar there in Smyrna. So that fits in that you were the seat of Satan because of the worship of Caesar and others that stemmed out of that great city of Smyrna. And this Smyrna, it's now located in the modern day Izmir, which is Turkey. It's located there. Izmir, I've been there. It's quite a place, a large city of Izmir. Well, when you get to verse number 8, again, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, I told you before that I believe that it's referring to the angel, referring to the messenger or the pastor, the elder of that church of Smyrna, to write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. It's interesting. Again, Jesus calls himself, he identifies himself as the first and the last. Jesus recognizes here his own deity. Jesus is God, very God. Amen. And when he says first and last, it speaks of his eternal character. He uses the same term in Revelation 1, verse 11, and Revelation 1, 17. This same term, I'm the first and the last. Remember, Jesus is talking about himself, about he's God, very God. He's the eternal one. And so it speaks, he recognizes deity. And then he says, which was dead, that recognizes his death. So there's his deity, then there's his death. There's a lot of people who do not literally believe that Jesus died a literal death. Some of these scholars think that you've heard it was called a swoon theory, or he was in a coma or something, and after 3 days he came to and he rose up. No. Jesus was bodily, was dead, very dead. And that's why Jesus is emphasizing this in verse number 9, that I'm not on the first and the last, that's my deity, which was dead. Bodily, he laid in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, his body there, lifeless for 3 days and 3 nights. Now, while his body was lifeless, his spirit, and we'll get into this later in our studies, it opened up later, that Jesus, his spirit, those 3 days and 3 nights, he was actively doing some things. But bodily, his lifeless body laid in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And he said, I was dead. And then he says, and is alive. Aren't you glad about that? We see he recognized his deity. He recognized his death. And then he recognized his deliverance. He's very much alive. Death could not hold him. And he also used this term in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18. And Jesus said, I'm alive, very alive. I'm alive. Matter of fact, we serve a risen Savior.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.